The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. It's Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. The coffee's starting to kick in a little bit, but Robin is still pretty much comatose, but she'll be all right in a minute.
Trying to get the cramps out of my hands.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Well, it's all that crochet. That's a, you know, that's a health benefit of crocheting, is the cramps in your hands. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and crabbing and firearms and everything related to the outdoors right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We are the only outdoor show here in Maryland and have been for 33 years, and we're continuing to age very nicely, like, you know, stinky cheese or fine wine or whatever you want to call it, but we're working on it. Right, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, I was reading about the chicken industry here on the Eastern Shore. You know, very big. You know, we have all the, I guess, the epicenter of the chicken business here in Maryland, or Delmarva, for the entire eastern part of the United States. And one of these enterprising young chicken farmers decided to open a dating service for chickens. You know, their lives aren't very long or very fruitful, but he thought it would be a good idea.
Are you serious? Are you being just?
No, I'm serious. He had to close it down, though.
Oh, never mind.
He couldn't make hens meat, so. What?
Nothing. You drive me nuts.
I know. Chickens dream of a world where they can cross the road without having their motives questioned. Right, Chris? Yeah,
he's definitely.
God, somebody get me out of here.
410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Your mother liked the cross-eyed girl joke.
My mother
I made her laugh.
Funny. My mom likes you.
I can't imagine why.
I haven't figured it out either yet.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. During the last hour, we heard from one of our guys up in Harford County with a very nice buck. His name is Chris. He's got it on the stand at the taxidermy studio, and it's almost finished, so he's going to reach out to one of our guys up there in Northeast. He's in Harford County. Reach out to Bob Newton up in Northeast to have his deer measured. So, you know, that's pretty cool. He likes bucks, bears, stags. So.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
A lot of people like bucks, bears.
Oh, we had a great turnout. I mean, I was really impressed this weekend. It was wonderful.
We had some deer that were taken, you know, years ago come out, and we updated our Facebook page as much as possible. We still were searching for some pictures from some of those folks that had their deer measured. We had one giant deer from Frederick County that was a muzzleloader kill. I can't remember the score of it, but it was just super, super wide buck taken with a muzzleloader. I'm sure if I scrolled back through here and found the name, I could give you the score. But we'd love to put a picture of it online, you know, with the description. But we don't have a good field picture or even a taxidermy picture or anything like that. And dumb us, we should have taken a picture while we were there with the fella having him. It was just the, you know, just the antlers on a skull plate. We should have had that photo taken, but one of our buddies, Jimmy V, and you know who you are, took a picture with me holding it. How about that?
Well, if you never had one that big, you could take.
No, you're right. I never did. That's a dream buck for me. But it, big. I was 24 inches wide or something like that, and had looked like a mule deer. Had split G3s, I think, both antlers, and just was a really cool looking buck. So,
did you know actually a Marylander won an Oscar this year?
A Marylander won an auction?
Mm-hmm, for Encantado.
Really?
Yeah, from Gaithersburg. Director and writer, I believe.
No kidding. That's
I think it's really a big deal.
Well, yeah, you like the Oscars. You know?
I used to like the Oscars.
Got it. You used to like the Oscars?
I used to like the Oscars.
Yeah. Well, you know, the police forensic team examined Chris Rock after the incident, you know, and, well, they found fresh prints, but... Let's talk to Glenn in Easton. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, I'm thinking that Hogan's going to sign the Ghost Gun ban. Are you agree with that?
Yeah. Are you on the email list with 2A Maryland, John Jocelyn's group?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought about bringing it up, but it's still iffy. That, you know, the speculation is out there that, you know, he could veto it, but I seriously doubt it. Seriously.
Well, it wouldn't survive an override, so.
Right, exactly. So.
Well, the thing is, I mean, Maryland, they just do this stuff for show anyway, because the federal government, they know full well, the federal government's going to ban bump stocks, or they already banned bump stocks. So that was the first thing. We banned them, and then the federal government did.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's going to be pistol braces this summer, plus the ghost guns. Federally,
they're
going to be gone.
No question. People don't understand what a ghost gun is. A ghost gun is a gun that is built from parts and not without a serial number. Now, we've got a friend that has actually built two firearms on the AR platform, and both of them are registered with serial numbers. You know, it's an easy thing to do, and, you know, people just, you know, this is my 2A Second Amendment right and all that, but now you are, you know, you will be considered a criminal if you have one of those firearms, you know. So it's just, it is a total assault on the Second Amendment, and Maryland seems to be leading the way.
Yeah, I'm certainly glad that I don't have any, because
I am too.
Terrible.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
And it is fishing season. There's so many guns lost during fishing season. It's unbelievable.
Huh?
Say that again?
Yeah. People lose all their guns during fishing season.
I'm not sure I'm following you on that one. You might have to explain that one.
They take up reels and rods during fishing season.
No. So many people have boating accidents and lose their firearms during
I see. Okay.
During fishing season. It's funny how they just fall over the side and you know, they're lost. So,
I see.
Amazing. Yep. I have a T-shirt, and it's got a guy in a boat, and he's dropping an AR-15 over the side. It's like, oops, I lost it, and I'm walking around Harris Teeter here in Easton, and this, you know, this guy sees me, and he's like, what's that shirt mean? I'm like, what do you think it means? And he goes,
Now I know what to look for when I go in Harris Teeter here next time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I love Harris Teeter, but it's
so do I.
It kind of caters to that side of Easton, which is the hoi polloi, so... You know, Tarjay's on that side and everything else. So, you know, that kind of crew that rolls into Harris Teeter. But
or downtown, right. Easton. Well, actually, they probably send their servants to.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You folks, come on.
I don't like what Easton's become.
You don't like what Easton's become?
Mm-mm.
Well, you know.
Funny. That's funny. Easton does have an interesting reputation. I mean, there's all kinds of people here, which is fun. But
it is a very eclectic town.
It has kind of been taken over by the... by the Biden signs and the We Love Fauci signs all over the place. So,
Yeah, no.
Unfortunately, we know exactly what you're talking about.
My sister said, yeah. I always thought Talbot was so Republican, and I said, it is definitely swinging. So,
yeah, roll through Oxford and look at how left it's gone. It's unbelievable.
It's definitely changed from when I was younger here.
You know, it's funny. They're talking about Oxford was one of the sites where the Bay Bridge, new Bay Bridge would come in. I'm like, oh, yeah, that'll happen.
Not in this lifetime.
All the rich lawyers lived out in Oxford that would just shut that thing down. It would be funny to watch.
You notice, Glenn, I am not making too many comments here because this show needs all the listeners that it can get. So I'm not being critical of anybody that's out there listening to the radio show.
I love the neighbors.
As a business person, you don't want to make 50% of your audience mad.
I'm not about to do that because I run into people, you know, from those areas that you mentioned, and they like the show, and I like them. They seem to be reasonable people. So, yeah, political views aside, you know, they know where I stand, and I know where they stand, and, you know, we mostly agree to disagree, but, you know, so.
Anyway, listen,
I thank you for the call. I was going to talk about the ghost guns, but I'm glad you brought it up. So.
Yep, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too.
Same. Thanks. There he goes, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Anyone on the line there, Uncle Chris?
Yes, we've got Fran on the line.
Well, let's talk to Fran.
Yes, good morning, Alan and Robin. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good,
how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. You mentioned the chickens and all. You were joking. Did you hear about all those chickens and turkeys that are going to have to be destroyed because they've got some kind of disease?
Oh, avian flu, yes. It's very bad. No question.
Oh, okay.
And it's affecting wild waterfowl as well.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
It's not a fun thing. It happens periodically.
Every then and then.
This avian flu goes through, and we've had massive duck and goose kill-offs here in Maryland in the past 20 years. It was particularly hot here probably, I'll bet it's been close to 20 years ago, where we lost a tremendous population of wild fowl back then.
Uh-huh.
But avian flu.
Well, I know that happens every now and then. But, you know, I wanted on my mind, can I ask a question about the Chesapeake Bay?
Yeah.
Or you don't want to talk about that?
No, I'll talk about Chesapeake Bay all day long. What kind of question you want to ask?
Okay, this was what I was wondering. I think they haven't been able to do anything to get it unstuck yet, right?
Yep.
Right?
Right.
It's still there. Okay, and I had heard way back that as a last resort, they may have to start unloading some of that extremely heavy cargo off that thing to get it to move, right? And
no.
I was wondering, they would maybe have to put another cargo ship to lift those heavy things, take them out and put them on to try to move it. And they kept saying, well, you could go around it. What would happen if they have to get another vessel further out to transport some of that heavy cargo? How would that affect our Chesapeake Bay? Because other states are talking about it, too. How would that affect our Chesapeake Bay? What happens if you can't go around it anymore?
Hypothetical question.
Just a guess. I was just wondering.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. I mean, the other idea would be to come in the C&D Canal, come in Delaware Bay and through the canal and down into the port, but that's kind of a long way around.
How long has it been stuck?
I don't know if it's still stuck or not.
As of the end of the week.
Was it really? Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for answering, you know, that for me.
I don't have the total answer, but I mean, if you're looking for a way to bypass the shortest way from the ocean into the port, then, you know, the other solution would be, I'm guessing, is Delaware Bay through the C&D Canal.
I was just wondering.
Yeah.
How long is this going to take? All right.
Thanks for the question, though.
It's been there 18 days as of yesterday.
18 days. Wow. Cool.
Huh. Well, you have a good week, the two of you. And
thank
get
you.
Some rest.
You too.
Okay.
We're
going
to try.
That thing is
all right,
really
take care now.
You too, Fran.
Right.
You take
Thanks,
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's the first picture I've seen of it. It's really full.
All right.
Did you hear me?
Yes, I did. I did. It's very full of a lot of cargo, and it's just a massive, giant ship. There's no way around that. So.
I mean, it's got this. They're like 10 or 15 deep.
Layers,
and then
stories.
Probably
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 20, 25 across.
Wow.
Something like that.
Big ship.
That's a guesstimate. I mean, I was trying to do it quick.
Sure. Hey, fishing season's here, folks, and so is Clyde Sports Shop. They're ready for you. They've got fresh line to wind on your spools if you want to do that. They've got rods and reels of all sizes, including pen spinning reels and Fluger spinning reels and Shakespeare ugly sticks and those famous St. Croix rods. And that's where to go for an upgrade, you know, is to look at the St. Croix. They're a magnificent fishing rod, and the selection is superb right there at Clyde's. You'll see the whole lineup right there. Why not stop by and check it out today? Of course, they're ready for fishing. They've got everything, live and frozen bait and minnows and fishing licenses and rod repairs and lures and hooks and terminal tackle for every type of species, you know, bass, perch, trout, striped bass, you name it. And don't forget the crabbing supplies, too, with the crab traps, the topless crab traps, the trot lines, the nets, the baskets, and even the bait. And the steamers and seasoning to go with it. They have their own brand of seasoning. So check that out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway. Exit number 9, that phone number is 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop, and you'll be glad that you did, you know. Hey, look, I know we're getting ready to go into hot weather, or warmer weather at least. That's the hope. So the question is, you know, we ask it almost every week, do you have that beautiful hole in the wall that you call a fireplace, you know, but you've never opened the flue and you don't like splitting wood and you don't like hauling wood and you haven't turned it on or you haven't lit it for decades, so there it is. It's pretty to look at, but why not put it to use? Well, that's what we did when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region, we purchased a gas fireplace insert. Our model's an Enviro EX35, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service ever since, and we enjoy the convenience with the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat. It's on right now, heating up the room, from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands, and you'll enjoy taking a look at the selection. And the people that talk to you about those inserts are very, very knowledgeable. They can tell you the differences between brands, the differences between models and so forth. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready this coming fall when the weather starts getting a little colder. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, including today and tomorrow, so why not make use of the weekend? Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Good morning, Chester. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Alan?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, that ship is now free from the bays.
Really?
Ever Forward is moving forward.
Good. Now,
I helped load that ship.
You helped load it?
Yeah, I work at the docks.
Yeah, sure you do. Wow. So did it come in receiving freight or leaving freight, dropping freight?
It discharged freight and then picked up freight and left.
Okay. When did that happen?
18 days ago.
I think it was the same date the one got stuck in the Suez Canal, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
It got stuck in the bay. And that's it, the sister ship that got stuck in the Suez Canal.
Right. I mean, when did it come free?
I believe yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Well, there's the updated update, Robin.
Uh-huh.
From a man who knows, who's actually laid hands on that ship.
That's really wild.
Yep. Big. It's a big boat, ain't it?
Yes, they are.
Is that one of the bigger ones?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They're getting bigger every year.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. So.
I'm amazed we haven't heard from Butch yet.
Butch? No, he's, well... We might. He might be listening. What'd you say, bud?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you said something, Chester. So, well, thank you for the update.
That was very
valuable. We appreciate your input on the show, man. I appreciate it a lot.
You do some good work out there.
Yeah, you guys do a lot of hard work out there. So.
All right. You have a good day and take care.
Well,
you too.
Thanks again. See you later.
See ya.
There goes Chester and. Let's see. Gary in Dundalk wants to talk about rockfish. Good morning, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Good morning. I have a question about the rockfish.
Okay.
Reviews that they've been catching the last month or so. What's going on?
I don't pay attention to the catch and release season. I can't tell you the answer to that.
Oh.
As of April 1st, though. Through April 30th, anglers will be prohibited from targeting striped bass, which includes catch and release. So that is over from now till when the season opens on May 1st. And then on May 1st through May 15th, anglers may catch one striped bass per day with a minimum size of 35 inches, and that's in the Chesapeake Bay from the Brewerton Channel to the Virginia state line in the main stem of the bay. I have no idea on the catch and release season. How that worked out. Somebody might be able to update us, but like I said, I've never been in favor of that season. And there are some folks that agree with me on that, but it is an opportunity to catch striped bass that some people take advantage of. But ever since its inception, I've been not in favor of it. A lot of people disagree with me, but you know what? To me, it's about conservation of the resource. And look where we are now. I'm guessing that the 2023 season will be restricted even further. So I don't know that for a fact, but, you know, we'll do a show on it here shortly.
All right, thanks.
You got it. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, anybody wants to answer that question, you're welcome to give us a call on the catch and release season. I don't know if it's quite as popular as it used to be. I don't know what the status of that season is or who fishes it anymore, but you're welcome to call in and give us an explanation. I mean, it's an opportunity for people to catch a big fish as they come in to spawn, and a number of people do it, but I think the wise thing to do was to stop that catch and release season, targeting those big cow rockfish from April 1st to April 15th. And that's my opinion, and I've always had it, and I will probably always have it. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a holler here if you'd like to talk about anything that you'd like to talk about. You know, we'll talk about the ghost guns if you want to talk about that. We'll talk about General Assembly if you want. We'll talk about firearms. We'll talk about wildlife. Our son-in-law had a wildlife encounter the other day, didn't he, Robin? He spotted a very unusual animal in a very unusual place. He looked out the window the other day, I guess, or was in the yard, I'm not sure, and noticed a river otter.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Running up the highway for quite a distance, away from the water source, away from the pond that is near their house, and into the woods. Now, there is a creek there, so I don't know if the otter, you know, got tired of crappie and, you know, bass in the pond and wanted to go catch some minnows or, you know, just have some fun, but or maybe, you know, maybe it was a breeding thing. I don't know what time of year otters breed or when they have their pups or kittens or whatever baby otters are called. But yeah, very unusual for this thing to run, I guess, maybe 50, 60 yards up the road, maybe further. I don't know, but he saw that, which is kind of an interesting thing. An otter on dry land is not a very common occurrence.
It doesn't sound very healthy for the otter.
Well, no, I mean, you know, I've not heard of many road-killed otters. I've seen road-killed beavers, but not otters that I ever remember. So, anyway, if you've had an unusual wildlife sighting, you're welcome to call in about that. We did that a couple of weeks ago. People had some pretty funny stuff. So, we did get the story from, let's see. We asked for a story for the Crab Magazine. We did get a story from, what was that fellow's name? He just updated it the other day. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. It was, I must get 50, 60 emails a day, especially now when we're doing the Crab Magazine. It's crazy. Mr. Evans, Joe Evans called. Yeah, he sent me his crab story, which was pretty cool. My best and worst day of crabbing. And we're not going to read it on the air. We're going to save it, and you'll have to pick up a copy of Marilyn Loves Crabs to see that. So that was pretty cool. Yep, he called, I think, last week. So.
Yeah, he did.
Yep. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Still looking for those crab pictures, you know, for eating crabs, catching crabs. And, you know, we don't do a lot with a hand holding up a big crab because it's pretty hard to tell what that's all about. I mean, there's some but you know, pictures of a basket of crabs with somebody, you know, holding the basket, or some young kid holding up a crab, whether it's a steam crab or a live crab. We like those kind of pictures. So we haven't picked a cover yet either. So, you know, anything's a potential, right, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
But the Maryland Loves Crabs is hopefully, we are working diligently on that. Hopefully that'll be out around the first week or so of May. So it'll be out a month and a half early this year, which is good for us and good for everybody.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of him lately.
Yep, but the industry is responding very well. You know, there are stainless steel crab steamers that are manufactured here in Maryland, and we've talked about them before with different advertisers. And you know, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has a few, and some of our other sponsors have a few. But the folks that manufacture those are in Harford County. And they have stopped the manufacturing of those stainless steel crab pots because of the price of stainless steel. Now, nickel is one of the components of stainless steel. Nickel trades on the London Exchange. Nickel stopped trading about 2 weeks ago when the price of nickel hit $100,000 a ton. Stainless steel, like everything else, has begun to cost more. And right now, stainless steel went from $1.89 a pound to $4.80 a pound, which would make the price of a stainless steel crab steamer cost prohibitive. So if you see one, you might want to grab one. It's a lifetime deal. Yes, dear?
We got a caller.
Okay. Who's our caller?
Kathy, I think.
You're allowed to name him. Kathy. Good morning, Kathy. Go ahead. Hello.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
My name's Kathy. I'm calling from Baltimore City.
Okay.
And you all were talking about odd sightings.
Yes.
I live near Montebello Lake and Heron Run Park.
Yep.
We have an albino baby deer running through. There is a small herd of deer that goes through the park.
Right.
I think they go from one end to the other. But cute as a button, the people around the neighborhood are protecting them. And just a shout out to Bob and Betty. They know who they are, that really take care of Herring Run, because that is a major source of water going all the way down.
Right.
So,
very cool.
Well, you all have a good time. And Robin, share your recipes.
I'll be glad to.
Okay. All right. You all have a good day.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Kathy, appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we got a text from one of our wildlife trappers, wildlife guys that goes out and does the wildlife control stuff. Said that otters are much more terrestrial than beavers. It's not unusual to see one running down the road.
Really? I've never seen one. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know it. So you got to know what you're looking for. You know?
Yeah.
So, interesting. Let's see. Ron. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you all know the container ship is still stuck in the same place it was. I live right here on Bakken Point, and I'm sitting here on my porch looking at it right now. They didn't try to move it yesterday. I think they won't try again until Sunday.
Okay.
We've got two large dredges out there now that are working.
Yeah.
They're going to try and dig it out. They're trying to clear a path behind it. It's
yeah.
42-foot vessel in 24-foot of water.
Yeah.
And Fram's we're a little bit worried about the shipping cargo going into Baltimore, and they're still allowing container ships and tankers to go past it because the channel is free and clear.
Right.
I think the
so he just get out of the channel? Is that what he did?
Yes, ma'am. It's not in the channel. It would be like a truck off the road, at a ramp on the highway. You can still drive the highway.
I got it. Yep.
And there's also there's two channels out there. There's one on the eastern side of the bay and one on the western side of the
correct.
Bay. And it's closer to the western. It's off the western side.
Got it.
I think the biggest issue they had all week in watching it is the tide in the bay has been extremely low all week.
Yes,
the winds have been coming from the northwest.
Yep.
And they're trying to pull it north against the wind. And with no water in the bay, I mean, literally half of my pier, you could walk under this week.
That's crazy.
The water.
I've noticed very low tides. You're absolutely right.
It was really a bad week to try to
yeah.
move it. The best day they had was Thursday, I think, when we had the bad storms.
Right.
And that's not really a good idea with the electric and stuff flying around in the air. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, no we had nothing over here. It was really weird. It went above us and below us.
That's true.
It does that here on Back and Point a lot, too. It's really funny. You can watch it come, and then something just west of us seems like it divides a lot of the storms, and they go north and south.
Say it's because I'm sitting here in Easton. They just go around me because they know how much I love them.
Got it.
I think they just personally avoid me. Where is Bakken Creek? I've heard of it. Is that Annapolis or is that?
Bakken is halfway, I would say, between, it's just north of the Magothy.
Okay. Yep.
But not as far north as like Stony Creek.
Got it.
I gotcha.
Got it.
Cool. So you got a front row seat.
Yep. We heard from Butch.
Front row seat.
So. Yep. You do have a front row seat. We heard from our buddy Butch.
Did he hear me talking about it?
Yeah, he did. He said he just preparing to tie up the cruise ship, and yes, the Ever Forward is still stuck. That was an April Fool's Day thing saying it was free.
Right. Gotcha. You know, I heard on the radio yesterday with the April Fool's thing, they're going to turn it into a casino.
Oh,
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a guy put on there, yeah, we had a great day on the water, just got back with a bushel of crabs. Another guy put on there, yeah, they're really biting, hold up, you know, two rockfish and all that stuff.
Well,
yeah.
Chicken Ruth did it. They said they were moving to Ocean City, and half of Annapolis, I think, had a heart attack.
That's pretty funny.
I'll tell you what, the dredges, it's throwing up some mud out there. You can see the lines of mud, you know, to go across the bay. It's not
Yep.
It's not very inviting, but
nope.
I guess environmentally it's not really too bad yet. They've sent divers down every couple of days. And
interesting.
It's just there, you know. Yep.
Yeah, that's a pretty big
skyline.
It's a pretty big
pond to try and dredge.
No, it's just you think about 42-foot boat with a 24-foot water, you're kind of screwed.
Kind of, yeah, no question. So.
It's amazing that it could go, I mean, like you said, Robin, it's really, it's in the mud 20 feet.
Yeah.
It had to just be going by momentum and just dug itself in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't
you
know if maybe the pilot put bad
fell
numbers
asleep.
In the GPS or I don't know how that could happen, really.
Well, I can tell you, I'm having a hard time staying awake right this second, so I can see maybe he just kind of drifted off.
Right, exactly.
Yep, got it.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
That was a good call. Appreciate it.
Good call.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You do the same.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Take care. Hey, fishing season's here. Crabbing's right around the corner at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters in Edgewater. The selection of tackle for freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing is, quite frankly, amazing. Rods and reels from the top brands are here. Artificial lures for perch, bass, snakeheads, and rockfish line the walls, and there's live bait and ice, too. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, stocks crab traps and trot lines, nets, bait bags, steamers, crab seasonings, and much more. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road. That's Route 2 on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. And let's not forget, next Saturday is their 12th annual open house. Saturday, April 9th from 9 to 4, with seminars and question and answer sessions and raffle prizes and complimentary barbecue and sodas while supplies last. So why not stop by Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors? For more information, call 410-956-0300 or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. Hey, Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, is where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for, guess what, your car or your truck, any make or model or size. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, including Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. That's 410-822-7384. Visit their website, Spurry's Tire.com. That phone number one more time, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. You know, it's time to take a look around your backyard and see what you need to make it really people friendly. You know, now that we're able to you know, get together with friends and family and not worry about having to wear masks and all that stuff. Well, you know what? Backyard Billy's is the place to go to update everything that you've got out there in your backyard. They've got a giant selection of those poly, weatherproof, colorful picnic tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs, giant selection of that stuff. And you can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44. And, you know, when you go inside the showroom, you'll see barbecue grills, lots of them. Barbecue grills by Traeger, pellet grills by Traeger, and those ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. And of course, they got fire rings and fire pits and all that stuff to build a little bonfire in your backyard and make some s'mores or roast some weenies or whatever. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region as well. Visit BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. You know, Clyde Sport Shop is ready to go fishing, and you should be too. Everything for every kind of fish, exactly. Plenty of small tackle for panfish and perch and trout and things like that. Trolling rods and reels for rockfish. All the lures you need for any type of fishing as well. They carry the Shakespeare rods and reels, including the Ugly Stick. Fluger rods and reels, including the Fluger President Series spinning reel, which is a really nice one. Penn spinning reels. And, again, I mentioned those trolling combinations. They've got that as well. And I want you to check out the line of St. Croix rods. Time for an update in your fishing tackle. Time to just take all those inexpensive rods that you've been dealing with all these years, and now you got a little bit of spare change and you want to upgrade. Make sure you check out those St. Croix rods. Live and frozen bait and minnows, fishing license, rod repairs, terminal tackle for any species. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number 410-242-6108. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, after a cold night last night, warmer temperatures for the weekend. Not as cold tonight. 58 this afternoon with some sunshine. Clouds do increase tonight. Our low 45 degrees and a sprinkle or two for Sunday. High 60, low 38. Mostly cloudy Monday, 58. And our main front coming in for the midweek forecast for the new business week with rain showers and or thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday. High temps in the low to mid 60s, lows in the 40s and 50s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot,
practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Well, I wish we could sing through that whole song because the second verse is actually my favorite. But we have Paul on the line, so we want to be fair with him. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hello. Am I in?
You're in.
Yeah, I heard a corny joke on a golf tournament show by the moderators, I guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Nothing to do with golf. It's corny. What do you get when you cross a fish with an elephant?
No idea.
Swimming trunks.
I like it.
That was a good one.
That's a good one.
I figured that we'd end your show with a little laugh.
That's a good one.
I love it. Swimming, it was better than anyone's he said today.
Is that right?
Oh, I didn't tell them all.
Okay.
But I told them all in the past. So, hey, thanks for the laugh, Paul. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a super weekend.
Same to you all.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. So, well, Robin, we have a little time left. Is there anything you'd like to talk about?
Me?
No?
Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm trying not to yawn on the air.
Well, so far, so not so good.
Not so good.
So,
I've been up since midnight. I was
talking to a fella from Elkton yesterday who was on vacation in Florida. He said he's been doing a lot of side-by-side, you know, four-wheeler driving. And his host basically said, I've never seen an alligator on this property. You know, don't worry about it. And he said, of course, you know, they're going down this trail and getting ready to cross a little patch of water. And there's a 12 or 14 foot alligator up on the bank.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And of course he comes skidding to a stop, and got in touch with his friend and said, "You better get down here. If you've never seen an alligator on your property, you might want to check this one out because it's a dandy, you know." And he said it was sitting there just sunning itself. It had There was remains of a cat that it had been.
Okay, Alan.
Anyway,
I am just getting ready to leave for Florida.
I know, and I think you should be fully aware that you could encounter an alligator
or a python
anywhere in Florida. That
iguana.
Would be one of your favorite things to do, you know, or having an iguana drop on you if the
it's not freezing. It's not freezing.
Well, it could be.
It's not going to freeze in Florida in April.
Oh, you never know. You never know. But he said, you know, quite a shock coming back to Maryland, and you know, after wearing flip flops and shorts for a whole couple of months, you know. So I'm sure it was. Several people have returned from Florida and told us how nice the weather was. And
I am not a Florida person.
How they hated this cold weather and snow and sleet that they came back to. I understand it. You're not a Florida person.
Mm-mm.
I've been to Florida a few times. Some have been enjoyable and some have been miserable. Mostly enjoyable, though. I like the fishing in Florida. We were there not long ago on a cruise. Our cruise was nice. Our adventure, our little boat ride.
I like Cocoa Beach.
Yeah, that was nice. It was nice.
I really did like that. That was fun.
Yeah.
Got to see a manatee nose.
You got to see a manatee. Now, did you hear about a Florida legislator that got in trouble the other day? He said that, you know, they lost, I think, in the past 2 years, like 1,000 manatees have frozen to death. And the population came back from 2,000 to about 8,000 now. But he suggested perhaps there should be a hunting season
for manatees
to keep their numbers in check. And of course, he got shellacked by the environmentalists who, you know, that the manatee is the holy grail. You know, they were they're on the endangered species list in the Endangered Marine Mammals Act, under the Marine Mammals Act. But the population has exceeded the carrying capacity, and now you've got, when you've got this cold weather, these animals starve to death because there's so many of them. Some of them freeze to death.
I know, but manatees just don't seem like a fair fight.
Well, it wouldn't be a fair fight.
You know, they just kind of lumber.
I know. Be like shooting a cow in the pasture.
Yeah, you know, even a cow's got moves faster than a manatee does.
Huh?
Even a cow moves faster than a manatee.
Well, yeah, of course. There's the music, Robin.
Okay, we've made it through another weekend. Everybody, get out, stay safe. Enjoy this time. Hope to run into y'all sometimes. I really do like seeing people when I'm out.
There you go. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.